There's a shayla that comes up, a common shayla on the last day Shavuot Brachos. If you make if there's a suitable cup of the chasen akala, that's on time. It starts before Shkia, but it goes late. There's too many speakers. Happens sometimes, and they want a bench after Shkia, after Tzeis. It's already after Shavuot Brachos. Could they still make Shavuot Brachos? Well, Marshall, Baruch Hashem, this week I made a chasna on Thursday. My daughter's chasna. I hope it was before Shkia, the Kedushin. It was so the Thursday we look at it as the first day of Shavuot Brachos. Friday's already the second. Wednesday's the last day of Shavuot Brachos. Hashem will have a Shavuot Brachos on Wednesday. What's the din if the Suda is on Wednesday, is on the last day of Shavuot Brachos, but benching is a little bit late? It happens, so what do you do then? Do you go bust the Suda, since the Suda was on time, so you can still make Shavuot Brachos? So they say, now it's already no more Shavuot Brachos, not the week. So you can.
Is this a similar Shalom to Yom Yovei also?
Oh, so that you would think maybe it's similar to Yom Yovei. But we'll get to that. But the first thing I was thinking is an interesting shuva from the Netziv. In his shuva sefer, Meshav Dov, Chelek Dal, and Simul Amavov, he writes, his son, Yisrael Mashiach, he doesn't say which son, he writes, B'ni HaGoyin, maybe, I don't know how many sons he had, if it was a Chaim Balin, or a different son. But he is the Mashiach. He said, there's an interesting Magen Avraham, which is not so well known, and it seems almost chayot. The Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Tachanun, it's not by the Hachos Shavuot Brachos, it's in Arachayim Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph, of the end of Simon Kuf Yud Beis. The Magen Avraham paskins that when you have a chassan himself doesn't say Tachanun, and when there's a chassan in Shul and Beis Medrash, no one says Tachanun that day. The Magen Avraham says that halacha goes me'es la'es. It's not just 7 days of Shavuot Brachos, it goes me'es la'es. So, for example, if the chasna was like before Shkia, let's say 8 o'clock on Thursday, you would not say Tachanun till not only till the next Wednesday, but even the day after Shavuot Brachos, the next Thursday, until Me'es La'es. From that time, that 24-hour period, you have 7 days, 24-hour periods, you would go until 8 o'clock Thursday. So that Thursday, after Shavuot Brachos, it's still within 7 days Me'es La'es. You don't see Tachanun in the morning, and Mincha also, if you're davening Mincha, after 8 o'clock, you'll say Tachanun, but if you daven mincha before the time of the chasna, you don't say tachanun. So his son asked him, maybe it seems Magen Avraham is saying that for the lochus of Shavuot Brachos, you go me'es la'es. You don't just count on days. We find in the Torah, there are some halachas that go me'es la'es, and some go by the day. Mila goes by the day, the eighth day by the day, but for example, kabanis, when you have a carbon that has to be brought within the first year of the behemoth or the second year of the behemoth, we go me'es la'es. So what it's, the Magen Avraham says, B'negei Achasen, he seems to be a chasen for 7 days Me'es La'es. So that's what the Tziv's son asked him. What about for making Shavuot Brachos himself? So the Tziv says, of course, the Vel doesn't fear Sechazai, he doesn't do it that way. And the Tziv said, L'chayit is a chilek. This is a shein chilek. He says, because by Tachanun we find a halacha that by a chasen doesn't say Tachanun before his chasen, the day of his chasen. When you have a chasen in shul and you know he's getting married that night, Yom Chupasai, you don't say Tachanun before. So Zotman Tziv, Hizicha doesn't have it in Chasan before his Chasana. So why don't we see Tachanun the day before? It's actually the Makkah that you don't see Tachanun. Yom Chupasai is interesting to be Hagra. That's the Makkah that comes from the Gayan, that you don't say Tachanun Yom Chupasai. So Tziv says, Zachir, there's two dinim. There's a din Chasan Akala, there's a din of being a Chasan Akala, and there's a din Simchas Chasan Akala. A Chasan, that's only, of course, after the Chuppah. But Simchas Chasam Akala, that could be the halacha of even the day of the chuppah. You know you have a chasam who's getting married, the simcha starts already. That's already a din Chasam Akala. And I was thinking, he doesn't say this, but I was thinking there's a very stark mocha for that from Gemara in Ksubas Dav Ches. The Gemara says that you start saying, Shesimcha B'moyne, in case you have a suda, l'kovah d'chasana, somehow they would make a suda before, let's say, Kabbalah Sponim, they would make a suda, they would wash and have a suda, Kabbalah Sponim, before the actual chuppah. And you bench, you would say Shesimcha B'moyne. When you bench, interesting. If anyone would wash by Kabbalah Sponim, and the whole Kabbalah Sponim is a cover of the Chasana Kala, you would say, when you bench, you would already say Shesimcha B'moyne. And the Gemara asked him, Mikar Me'emas, when do you take a start saying Shesimcha B'moyne? Amar Papa, Mechiram Musari B'asinta. From the time they start throwing barley into an asinta. So Rashi brings two pshatim. Rashi says it was an altaminic times of the Gemara, at least I don't know why we don't do it today, but there's not the minig. First Rashi says, Yeshayun Tzayim Ba'arevis Maya Mahatel Sheikhel Tzayecha Chuppah. People used to start preparing the beer for the Chuppah before, when they start preparing the beer, putting the barley in the water, that's already the time that the Simchas of the Chas is starting, so already you start saying Shesimcha Moine. Rashi says, Na'ub Shad, Yeshayim, Moshem Achasim Akal Zayun Tzayun Ba'atzitz. The cover of the Chasana Kalna, they would put Sarim in a lau pot, Loima, and they would say, Puru Revu, but Simchu Kasarim Halavu. They would give a remnant that should be Puru Revu, the same way it's sprouting over here, they should sprout and have theirs. To throw, maybe come some. Comes to this. Right.
That's why we throw on
Shabbat before. That's above often. Okay. But Agaponim, you see from the Gemara that Benegir says Shasimcha B'mo'inoi, which is also a big thing in Bech Samazin and Bech Zimun, that's thus before the Chasana. So that's what Nitziv is saying. That's why we don't say Tachnim before the Chasana. But that's in Simcha Sasim Makalna. So Meilos, the Nitziv wants to say that's Pshan the Mogan Abram. The Mogan Abram says that Tachnim continues even onto the eighth day. That's only been, that we don't say Tachanun even on the 8th day, Mesel Eis. That's not because it's a Chasam Kalan. Chasam Kalan is definitely only 7 days, only until Wednesday in our case. But the next day, Mesel Eis, maybe is a leftover continuation of the Simchas Chasam Kalan. You don't see more than that. That's been the Tachanun. But it's not right for the Bichas, Sher Brachas. I mean, I just wanted to point out, I mean, if you, according to the Kasha of the Netziv, then it would be very simple why you can make Sher Brachas late, if there's a late benching on the last day Sher Brachos, because it's still Meisel Eis, but Meisel Netziv says that it doesn't apply to Sher Brachos.
Not Meisel Eis. Meisel Eis is
not. What?
This Wednesday, Meisel Eis finishes Wednesday before night. If it's at night, Thursday,
oh, should be less?
Thursday would be the whole Thursday.
Why do you say Meisel Eis means 8 days? Maybe it means 7 days, Meisel Eis. Why are you being in
school? 7 days, Meisel
Eis. Why are you getting on? Why don't you say that it's Meisel Eis? 7 days. Where does Meisel Eis say 8 days?
Well, Thursday, 8 o'clock till Friday, till Shabbos, till Sunday, till Monday, till Tuesday, till Wednesday, till Thursday.
Wednesday to Thursday.
What am I wrong over here? When? It's Thursday night. Let's say Thursday night, 8 o'clock was a chasana, right? So you go we count the Thursday as the first day and Friday as the second day. But if you go Meisel Eis, you go from Thursday, 8 o'clock, till Friday is the first. Friday to Shabbos, 8 o'clock is the second. The Sunday to Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday, 8 o'clock.
So even if you made a Sher Brachos in the morning, right, the next day you would say you should make a brachah.
Right. Hey, Meisel Eis.
Not because you were mamshich
kesuvah. That's what I'm saying. That's saying. According to the son, that would be very. That would be one teretz why you could bench late. You could even bench the next. You could even say Sher Brachos the next day. Even the next day, if you make a suda kavach chasam kalan on Thursday also. But the Meisel Eis, it's supposed to be machalik and say that's not true. Also, the whole Magen Avraham itself, no one's chayal this Magen Avraham, but the Mishnah Berurah does not bring it down. Interesting. The Behetiv also doesn't bring it down. They just don't bring it down. And Meduchzich, they do not know that way. I think people say Tachanun, even the Chassam himself, I think he says Tachanun the next day. For some reason, we don't do like this Magen Avraham. So this is not an answer to this question. But I was thinking a different marker for this Shail will be in Ebenezer, Simon Samach Beis, Siftes, where there's a Machoikis, the Machabin Ramah. I'm sorry, Siv Zayin. Simon Samach Beis, Siv Zayin. There's a Machoikis, the Machabin Ramah. And then upon chadashis, if the upon chadashis has to eat, we know that to make bechas sher brachos the rest of the week, you have to every time have a upon chadashis. Someone that was not there before. Stipe is a very nice chat. Why? But akapanim, it's two ways to understand it. But akapanim, you have to have a upon chadashis. Says the machoikas machaber ramov, the upon chadashis has to eat. This is also, I think, Shang, people always ask, does the upon chadashis have to eat or not? The machaber paskins that upon chadashis has to eat.
There has to be somebody
right.
It has to be a
type. It depends how you understand Panam, but the Panam has to eat, and there are more Pasans Panam does not have to eat. So what's the Machaikas? So the Shus Yaakov in Ebenezer, Sim Sam Beis of Kanuches, he says the Machaikas is the Machab and Ramah are going to Shitasam, it's a beautiful shtickle. He says there's another Machaikas Machab and Ramah over there in Sim Sam Beis of Tess. How many kaisis do you use for benching Sher Brachos? The Machab Paskins, you could bench and make Sher Brachos on one kais. The Amor Paskins, and he writes V'chein Noigin. That's the way the minig is. They bench and they make Sher Brachos all in one kais. The Amor says, no, the way we do it. The Amor says, we bench and we make Sher Brachos on two kaises. I was wondering, the Tzfab and Noigin, they use also two? Interesting, they do like the Amor also. Okay, but the Machab himself, actually, they don't like the Machab, you have to know why. But the Machab Paskins that benching Sher Brachos is on one kais. And the Ramah says that benching Sher Brachos is on two cases. The Ramah's reason is because there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, famous Gemara in Abi Pesachim says that if you have benching and Kiddush at the same time, for example, if a group had a Suda on Erev Shabbos on Friday, and the Suda continued into Shabbos, I'm not sure what happened with davening, but they wanted to bench and make Kiddush on the same case. It was time to make Kiddush. The Gemara says, don't bench and make kiddush on the same kais because we have halacha in oisim mitzvahs chavinos chavinos. You don't make mitzvahs pile them up. Rashi says If you pile them all up onto one kais, it's nearer love kamasai. You're making it look like it's a burden, and you're memahel afarak masai, and you're hurrying to unload your burden. Let's get this over with. We have 2 minutes. Let's get this over with. Racham chas shalom to feel that way and to one get benching and kiddush over all in one kais. You don't do it that way. You do one at a time. First, you bench in one kais, and you bedafki make kiddush on a separate kais. So the Ramah holds the same thing over here. You have 2 mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of benching. You have the mitzvah of share brachos. Don't pile it all on one kais. Do separate kaises. First do your mitzvah of benching on one kais. Then do separate mitzvah of share brachos on a separate kais. But the Mechaba holds that you do it all on one kais. The Mechaba for some reason holds it doesn't apply over here. The Mechaba holds it's not the same thing as benching and kiddush. So what's the chilk? So the Shush Yaakov wants to say the Mechaba holds the kiddush. The Mechaba holds. Now the whole halacha of share brachas is a din in birchas hamazon. It's a din in benching. In benching, you have to add on 7 brachas. That's the mechaba shita. So therefore, that the mechaba holds by benching share brachas is all one halacha. Share brachas is totally in benching. It's part of benching. I don't know if maybe it's too strong to say part of benching, but it's a din in benching. And mamela could all be done in one kais. It's not like benching and kiddush. Benching and birchas hamazon and kiddush of Shabbos have nothing to do with each other. Those are for sure 2 separate mitzvahs. That's where the Gemara says you have to use 2 kaises. But the Mechaba holds, since it's all one mitzvah, you can do it all in 1 kaises. Meimel Sakti Shus Yaakov, this is the Mechaba of Mamon Lishitasim. The Mechaba that holds that Shev Brachas is a din in birchas hamazon, he holds the Panim Chadashis has to eat. Because the whole Shev Brachas is a din in birchas hamazon, so the Panim Chadashis also has to bench. And you'll see from here, when you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba just says that the Panim Chadash has to eat. You see from here in Lachar that the Panim Chadash has to eat pas. He has to wash and be mechayv to bench. It's not enough just to give him a piece of cake or something else to eat. He has to eat mamash pas. Because the Mechaba Mishtasi holds that Shev Baruch is din bechas amazon. The Ramah holds, no, it's 2 separate mitzvahs. Just like the Ramah holds, you have 2 kaises. One for benching, one for Shev Baruch. The holds 2 separate mitzvahs. Shev Baruch is not totally in benching. In Mimeinu, the Panim Chadash does not have to eat.
You said according to the Shulchan Aruch, not only you could, but you should use one kais. Because I heard once somebody was mentioning the minig is you can't find in the car, why you mix back and forth, everybody does, but yeah.
That's why they mix it back and forth.
Maybe they mix back and forth.
To be Yitzhak the Mechaba. Very good.
Only if there's an
idiot
to do it.
That's right. It's part of Shev Baruch, right? Very good. I was thinking another raya from the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the halachas of Shev Brachas in Hilchos Brachas Hamazon. Interesting. In Perek Beis, Hilchos Brachas is where the Rambam brings down the din of Shev Brachas. It's not what you would think. You would think it should be in Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam writes all the halachas of Kedushin. The Shulchan Aruch Taka brings down the halachas of Shev Brachas in Eben Ezra by Hilchos Kedushin. That's what he brings it down. But the Rambam brings it down Hilchos Brachas Hamazon. Why is it Hilchos Brachas Hamazon? It's Bishul Mashma. The Rambam also holds that Shev Brachas is a din in Brachas Hamazon. And I was thinking of even a bigger raya. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Hilchos Brachas Halachates, over there in Perek Beis, the Rambam goes through all the halachas of Brachas Hamazon. And on Halachates, the Rambam writes a lashon, the Beis Chasanim, when you have a chasim, the Baruch in Brachas Chasanim, Acha Abba Brachas Eilu, B'chol Suda V'suda. We make Shev Brachas after Abba Brachas Eilu, these 4 brachas of every Suda. Now, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachas Hamazon over there in Perek Beis, every time he refers to Brachas Hamazon, he doesn't call it Abba Brachas. He calls it Brachas Hamazon. The Moshe Rambam starts off, Sarach Levarach Brachas Hamazon, V'makom She'ochel. You have to say Brachas Hamazon, the place where you ate. He always calls it Brachas Hamazon, Brachas Hamazon. Over here, the Rambam doesn't say that Beis Chasan and, let's see, Moshe, he doesn't say, Beis Chasan, Mevochim, Brachas Chasan, Acha Brachas Hamazon. He doesn't say that. He says, Beis Chasan, Mevochim, Brachas Chasan, Acha Abba Brachas Elu. After these 4 brachas, we say Brachas Chasanim. So a little bit mashma to me, like these are 7 brachas added onto the 4. That's why he says, after these 4 brachas, we make more brachas. This Rambam, I think, is very stark mashma that Shev Brachas is shayach to Brachas Hamazon. The Hamakne in Masechta Kedushin, the back of the Sefer, he has a called Kuntras Achron and Hilchos Kedushin. And over there in Hilchos Kedushin, Simon Samach Beis Seftes, He writes a line. Nira the yochel echel levarach brachas hamazon v'yetsi kulum v'shisha brachas yochel eating achel levarach. Says Nira that one person could bench and also make shev brachas. He's saying like a chiddush. It seems like he's mesupik. Can you divide up the benching and the shev brachas? And he says no. It seems that you could do it together. And to me it's a little bit shver. What's the chiddush? What's the shaila? Why should you not be able to have one person bench and another person make shev brachas? But I think that the Maknas Chakir is this Chakir. If Shev Brachas is a din in Birchas Hamazon, then is it sad to say that the person benching has to make Shev Brachas? You can't divide it up. But that's what the Maknas is saying, but no, you're able to divide it up. And even according to the Maknas Psak, that you can divide it up, it's not a Rai, it's not part of benching. Maybe it is part of benching. We're all benching, I might say. One person is doing the Zeman, but everyone is benching, but it would come up from him maybe Shukh Chiddush that you could only give Shev Brachas to someone that's benching, not just a guest that walked in. You can have machabah someone that did not eat, it's not benching. By the Rebbe, I know Mfetzach, that the Rebbe, they give him benching and he makes all Shev Brachas. Pashas, we do it as covered, but according to this, it's a tzad halacha to it also. It might be a tzad that the person, maybe that's where it comes from, the person who benches should be the one making Shev Brachas, if Shev Brachas is din in Bechaz Amazin. But upon him, if
you
say.
They
Yeah, okay, but that's a different Shev Brachas.
That's a whole
different Shev Brachas. You have no other place where you have Shev Brachas without a Suda.
Yeah.
That's a whole different Shev Brachas. But upon him, if we'll say this Chiddush that Shev Brachas is a din in Bechas HaMazon, it's part of Bechas HaMazon, then I think there'd be a shtaka tzad to say that even if the Suda finished late, you go Basat Chinks to Suda. Like I think Rebbe Elie said, or Rebbe Shalom said that. But the way we do by Ritzei on Shabbos, if we start Shalom Shudas before this man, that even though if we finish after Shabbos, we go Bosa Tchina Sasuda, beginning of Sudas on Shabbos. So you can say Ritzei, or on Rosh Chodesh, if you start the Suda on Rosh Chodesh and you bench and you finish Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, as Takash Shalom and Paiskam, and we try to be careful not to let it happen. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, if you have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh, we try to bench before this man, but Nikah Hadin, the halacha is, if a person ends up benching after Rosh Chodesh, he still says Yanav Yavai. Because all Nyanim of Bechas Mazen go Basa Tchinas Asuda. So if Shev Brachas is a din in Bechas Mazen, then you could say that since the Suda was in the time of Shev Brachas, then even though benching is late, you could still say Shev Brachas.
According to what you were saying earlier, if they make a Suda before the
Chuppah, well, that's the whole. You would. And then you bench after the Chuppah? If you make a suit before the chuppah and you bench after the chuppah, you probably will not say going to this. I go past the tchinas suit. Okay, but Lamaise was thinking. But according to this, it will come out that according to the mechaba, we're saying he holds that Shev Brachas is only in Birchas HaMazon. So according to the mechaba, you can say this far, but the Rama holds not. The Rama holds we bench and make Shev Brachas in separate cases. The Rama holds the Panim Chadashis does not have to eat. So according to Ramah, we hold that Shev Brachas is a whole separate brachas, nothing to do with Bechas HaMazon. So you don't have the Svarah. Just because the Suda was early, you go by the time of the actual Shev Brachas. I was thinking just a Svarah, that maybe there's another Svarah to say that since if you had the Suda during the time of Shev Brachas, and you were mechuyev to make the Bracha, maybe that Bracha, that Chiv is not Poka. That chiv remains. So even though now there's no machas makalna, maybe that chiv remains. And if it bothers you, how can you make a bracha on a chasam kalna? There's no mochas makalna. I was thinking to say also, what?
Wash.
Well, it's nothing to do with bechas. There's a suda. When there's a suda, kav chasam kalna, it's mechayev everyone in a bracha. We do it after benching, but maybe it's mechayev betzim mechayev a bracha. So what takes off that? If he leaves, what happens? So this I was thinking, you also have to understand what are Bechas Shev Brachas. We have like three or four different types of brachas. There's Bechas Hanenin, brachas we make before we eat or smell b'samen, Bechas Hanenin. Bechas HaMitzvahs, brachas we make on a mitzvah. There's Bechas HaShevach, it's called. Not a brachas, it's just Shevach to Bein Shalom. And then there's called Bechas Re'iyah, which might be Bechas HaShevach, but Bechas Re'iyah, the whole Pei Karoyah, when you see lightning, you hear thunder, it's called Bechas Re'iyah. What is Bechas Chasam Kalna? I was always thinking it's a Bechas Re'iyah. The fact that you see a Chasam Kalna, maybe it's Bechas Shevach, but I think it's a Bechas Re'iyah. When you see a Chasam Kalna, you mechuyid to make a bracha. And the Chazal will mechayiv it when there's a Suda cover the Chasam Kalna. Maybe when you see a Suda cover the Chasam Kalna, you mechuyid to make these brachas. And all Bechas Re'iyah, for example, by lightning, you see lightning, you make the bracha, you know the lightning's not there anymore. Once you saw it, you're mechuyev in a Bechas Re'iyah. That doesn't have to be in front of you. So maybe the Chasam Kalna also don't have to be in front of you. I saw a Suda Kavan Chasam Kalna. I was mechuyev in. I see Yesh. Okay, okay. So you're going in with Chazal Masakin, maybe. But this is just for us, nothing is mechuyev over here. But Al-Kaponim, in this sharing, I think the world is machmir in it, because I ain't heard to be machmir, because it's not so poshut. I did see in Ochus Rabbeinu, Chel Kei, Omer Chafei, Oysen Vav, the big example from the stipler that he said, the stipler in these cases said not to make Sherev Brachas in such a case. So if a Suda went overtime, it's too late. Not to make Sherev Brachas, and they bring it down from the Biskov also. Not to make Sherev Brachas. I think that they talk about if there's a chasna on Sunday and the Sherev Brachas is on Shabbos, so over there, maybe there's a further to say that Tosef Shabbos should help. Tosef Shabbos, because just like Shabbos continues until you make Avdolah, until you say Brocha Mavdol, Watachan Natanu, maybe that Tosef Shabbos keeps the day going, will help you for Sherev Brachas also. But the Chayes is Shvach HaSvar, because the Tosef Shabbos has only been a Gei Shabbos. It doesn't make the, it wouldn't really work for Sherev Brachas. And I think that's a big share. They'll talk about that one. What to do? Because that's more common. The last day Sherev Brachas is on Shabbos, and you're making Shana Shudas. It's very hard to rush and finish Shana Shudas by the Shkia. Okay, because I have to be machmir that also. Okay. We have a few minutes. Wanted to speak about another halacha that was only recently. And Arachayim Simei Reish Ches Sif Yud Ches is interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber Paskin, the Rama also says it, that they talk about an interesting case. If a person has a suffix, if he drank wine, he drank a drink, he's not sure if it's wine or shahakal, if it was Bopri Goffin or shahakal. Maybe it was like a grape Kool-Aid or something, he's not sure if it was grape juice or if it was shahakal. So he doesn't talk about what bracha he made on it, bracha Yishreina, but the question is about bracha Achreina. So for bracha Achreina, he has a problem. He doesn't know what bracha to make. So the simple eitz would be take some water and also take some wine and now make a bari nefashis and make a al gefen on the vade mayim and on the vade wine yayin and memano shich you pata that drink that was a suffik. But the mechaber does say, what if a person has no more wine but he has mezainis? So mechaber says maybe she should eat the mezainis and make an al michya and eat on to it al michya and al gefen. And eat on to an al gefen also. Zok the mechaber, that you don't do. You can't eat on an al gefen mesupik. Since you're mesupik, if you're mechuv an al gefen, you cannot eat it on mesupik. The Ramah says the mokh is a trum sedeshin. Trum sedeshin is the one that says it's halacha. When you have a suffik and you're making al michya, you're not sure if you're mechuv an al gefen, you cannot just eat on the words al michya, kolom of al gefen, al pir gefen, you cannot just eat on the words al gefen. But the Taz is, he says, if you look in the Shumas Adeshin, Shumas Adeshin is talking about L'chadchila. L'chadchila, that if a person has this drink and he's not sure if it's wine or grape juice, he's not sure what it is, and is he allowed to drink it on the smach that he also has cake, he's going to make an al-michya, and he'll eat on the al-gefen mesafik. And that's what Shumas Adeshin says, no, don't drink that drink if you're not sure what bracha achrona to make on it. But b'di'evet, Shumas Adeshin doesn't say it. So he asks on the Mechab and the Ramah. The Mechab and the Ramah are talking about B'di'evit. B'di'evit, a person already drank the drink, maybe over there, Shumas Adeshin is Moida. It happened already. So you could go ahead and you could make the Al-Michya and eat on the Al-Gefen because it happened already. That's the Taz. Taz is Chayon. The Taz says, Shumas Adeshin only says a thing on that B'di'evit. So this Taz, I don't understand. Because it seems to me, what's the whole Shana to begin with if you want to eat on the words Al-Gefen and the Milva Al-Michya? What's so terrible? The problem is, it's a hefsek. It's more than Tech Diba, Al-Gefen, Al-Pri HaGefen. It's five words. You're eating on five words, you're making a hefsek between your psicha and your chasima. The bracha of Al-Michya is a psicha, bracha to Hashem, and it ends off with a chasima. And you cannot be mafsik in the middle. If you're mafsik two words, less than Tech Diba, maybe it's not so terrible. But if you're mafsik with five words, you're breaking up the bracha, you ruin the bracha. So on the tzad that drink was shahakal, it was bar nefashis, it was not with Al-Gefen, you mamash made a hefsek. That's Tol Shai Rabbi, and that's what Shumas Adeshin says you can't do, and that's what the Mechaber Ramah says you can't do. But if you can't do it, L'chadchina, L'chor, you can't do it, but the Eved also not. L'chor, you can't do it, but the Eved also be a hefsek. So, Marashach, if it be mutter to do the Eved, should be mutter to do L'chadchina. So, L'chor, that's why the Tazis Akasha, that the Shumas Adeshin only says L'chadchina. We does the Mechaber Ramah know that it's us, that you cannot do it even with the Eved? But it seems to me, I don't see a chilek.
Why is it not the hefsek?
I don't know. I don't know. It's chayur. That's why that's true. Mr. says you cannot do it because it's a safik, and it's a and the safik you cannot go ruin your al michya. You badly have an al michya. You can't make a hefsek, and that's why they pass you cannot do it. But the Taz for some reason understands it's difference between chafchim and b'di'evit. But if the whole shayla, he doesn't say what the shayla is. But if the whole shayla is a hefsek, the chayur should be the same thing. Chafchim b'di'evit. So that's what I don't see in the Taz, and chayur that's the mechaber Ramah. Rav Moshe. But no hefsek? So there's no hefsek? Well, because you don't need a psicha, really? What are you saying? It's enough without psicha. It's not a big deal if there's hefsek, if you lost the psicha. But then you mamash said the shame for no reason. I don't know. Rav Moshe, Nigus Moshe, Chayat Beis, Simuk of Tess, interesting, he has a different shayla. Somebody asked him, he drank a chatzi shir of yayin. He only drank half a shir of yayin, and he had mezainis. So when he makes an al michya, can he also say al gefen? So Moshe brought down this taz, and this mechagas taz, and the mechavan ramah, and he said that according to the taz, that says b'di'ebed, you're allowed to eat on al gefen, for sure over here, we drank b'ada yayin, you can eat on al gefen. But even according to the mechavan ramah, that says that you cannot eat on al gefen, mesafik, that's because it's a suffik if there was a shem yayin, there's a shem al gefen here at all. Is it sad to say you didn't drink any wine at all? That the whole drink was a mesafik, what it was. But over here, where you badly drank wine, and zich was a shem al gefen, you could definitely say al milchi v'al gefen. And I saw Shem
Zan.
That's what I don't understand. I saw Shem Zan passing the same thing, but that's what I don't understand the whole
emotion.
You probably made a
bruch of the
shine
al
gefen and a
shakel,
and that's the
nashim.
Shal is only
on that. No, in the Moshe's case? Moshe's case was about the yayin.
No, when he drank me a drink, he doesn't know what it is.
Right.
How to drink it.
I don't know how he drank it.
That's sheer, the yayin.
But
he made an al-gefen and a drop of wine.
He made out, but he wasn't sure what it was. How can you make an al-gefen on a good
olive? He had a drop of wine, he made an al-gefen, and that, he wasn't sure.
Oh, that's what you're saying? But it doesn't say that. But Moshe doesn't learn the way. He learns over. In that case, there was no wine drunk at all. They didn't drink any wine at all. So that's why there was no shem wine at all. So over here, there was a shem wine, but I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand the whole shayla to begin with. If a person knows he had a chassi shir, he's not b'chuyv in al-gefen. Why should he want to add it on to al-mechi to begin with? Why even ask the shayla? You're not b'chuyv. You're b'chuyv in al-mechi. You're not b'chuyv in al-gefen. You had less than a shir. Why would you want to do it?
If
it would be a suffix, like I'm not sure if I had a shir or not, can I add it on to it? That I can understand. I'm not sure why he asked the question, why they got an answer. But Moshe isn't right there. Moshe seems to say, he drank a badly chassi shir. So why should someone do it anyway? And especially, we're asking that it's a big problem to go eat al gefen when you're not mechuyv in al gefen because you're making a hefsek. You're eating on five words.
Every kid, you drink a drop of wine. And you eat
present. And I don't think most of us don't say al gefen. You just make al mechuy, right?
Right.
But it's interesting. Give a look in the shuva. I don't know. You have to understand the sigur's maisha. Why he paskins that you should say, you can eat, if you make al mechuy anyway, you can eat on al gefen. That's what's happening.